Well, welcome to a Panthers, and I'm going to call it a pre-game podcast because, yes, that's right. We are nearly at the weekend and nearly ready for the first home game of the season. There is already over 5,000 in the building. Panthers Nation, you have done us proud. Tickets are £11 plus a pound arena fee, so £12 in total. They're selling fast, so if you want to get your ticket, I'd advise you to get them as soon as possible. Panthers take on Concordia University. I'm sure older fans will know by now. Bruce Richardson's son, Blake Richardson, will be part of the Concordia team. At the moment, we've just got Jono Bullard. Chris Gadsby's giving excuses. He's continuing his line dancing classes for this year. And Dan Green will hopefully be with us shortly. I'm going to come to you first, Ken. We're going to talk about new signings, and we're also actually going to talk about the Continental Cup in a minute. But first of all, I want to talk about how excited you are, Ken, for the weekend.
I'm hugely excited. I we were saying before we started recording that I got an opportunity to watch training and the smoothness, the skill level that's out there, I think the speed as well is gonna, I think, we've got even though we've not got all the players in yet, we've got most of them, and we've got a really exciting team to watch. And I'm sort of like, starts to feel real now. I'm thinking, hang on a minute, so it's couple of nights, we'll be there, we'll be doing it. The building will be packed again. What a crowd to welcome back to a pre-season game against a decent side. What are the Stingers, they're known as, Concordia, is that right? And yeah, a bit of that connection with Blake Richardson, back to Bruce and everything. I'm super excited. I don't know where the off season's gone. I'll be honest, it's gone by in a flash. But no, I'm really stoked. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone and yeah, getting going again.
You're talking about the team, but also let's talk about you, kind of the focal point of that match night and that energy. How you must admit, have you got excited every Saturday night? You've got how many 5 months worth of energy to really unleash on the Panthers Nation, Kenneth?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. After that massive high of the playoffs, it has been nice to kind of recharge a little bit over the summer. But as that goes from recharge to kind of anticipation, as the signs come on, you just start to get a bit restless about what you're going to be doing on. And actually, looking at the schedule, yes, it's Saturday nights. Yes, obviously we've got Sunday games and whatnot, but we've got some ex I'm excited as well about Friday nights. Like Friday night at the Pan, that what a way to start your weekend if you're going to be kicking off. I mean, there's so many reasons why Friday is the new Saturday in my book.
I love a Friday
Saturday.
night game, me.
Yeah,
I
Jono
love
as well.
Fridays.
I swear, look, when we talked about Friday night games, because we did trial them a couple of years ago, I think, and we talked about one of my most favorite Friday night games. We beat Sheffield Steelers 5-1 at home once on a Friday. Stephen Schrogan scored an unbelievable penalty shot. And that night I drove to a wedding in Newcastle, ready for a wedding on the Saturday, two good friends of mine. But yeah, we definitely beat Sheffield 4 or 5-1.
It was 5-1,
Yeah.
and Dan Tessier's last game for us
It
in his first
was,
bout.
wasn't it? Yeah, good memory. Jono, how much are you looking forward to the new season?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I always enjoy a break. I always enjoy a break. But as the sort of last month rolls around, then I start to really, really look forward to it once again. And looking at the roster we've assembled, having met most of the players on Monday, it's really, really started to ramp up, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the team in action. Unfortunately, not this weekend, so we'll get it out there, out of the way, because I know you'll rip me apart for it on the post-game podcast on Saturday, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. Ken,
So,
you're so excited you'll be there, won't you? But Jono's not gonna be there.
what?
He's
You're not there?
not coming to the first game of the season.
So
I
I
know.
thought you said you were excited about it.
I am very excited, but
Where?
I have another opportunity somewhere else.
Is this to do with the tarantulas?
No, not this time. It's lizards this time.
I'm hoping Greener will come on soon, but we'll continue this chat. I miss Greener and his. Would he have no top on today? Probably.
Never has a top on. He won't have.
No. So Matt
Still
Marceau,
to nothing.
latest signing, Matt Marceau. I know some supporters have been a bit worried about taking it down to the wire with signings, but as Omar Pasha said, and many may not have heard his interview on BBC Radio Nottingham, there was just some paperwork to sort out. And I think it's important to stress that until the paperwork is sorted out, you've got to wait. You don't know. I think we touched on it the other week. Like, Clan have had three guys who for various reasons are not coming now. Now, I don't think necessarily their paperwork related, but I think it shows that like you've just got to make sure everything's in place, and that's why we've waited to make sure that everything's okay with the paperwork. And Matt Marceau will meet his teammates on Thursday morning, so by the time people listen to this, he'll probably have trained with his teammates for the first time. Looking at the skills he has and looking at his CV, Kenneth, that's an impressive signing.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of you look at where he's come from, the comments from Danny around the type of game he plays, massive history in the coast. He's obviously got AHL games on his resume as well. He's is it Crefeld Penguins he's joined us from? Yeah. I want to say Crefo, yeah, I'm just kind of kidding. But also, interestingly, is that now three Matts we've got on the team?
Cheers.
And Marcin is wearing number eight, isn't he? Which was the number of somebody who would never, ever want you to call him Matt because he was Matthew Myers.
So a Matt Marceau wearing Matthew Myers, and always Matthew. He made that clear from the very start, didn't he?
I
That he
remember, so a bit fun fact for you. Years and years and years and years ago, I remember Gary Moran coming to me and saying, "Is Matthew not Matty, not Matt?" Because I think I'd announced him as Matt Myers, and I remember, no, it's Matthew.
Always Matthew, never Matt, certainly not Matty. Jono, what about Matt Marceau? What are your thoughts? I mean, just if people are kind of listening to this and haven't really restudied the stats, I mean, he's effectively a point a game player in the East Coast. Early on in his career, he was just under a point a game, but in his later seasons, in particular 2022-23 with Rapid City Rush, he got 30 goals, 38 assists for 68 points in 64 games. Just before that, he'd played in the top league in Finland. That's one of the best leagues in the world. Played in the second tier in Sweden. And then a couple of years ago, he split his time and scored at a point a game in the East Coast with Allen Americans. And that's, as you mentioned, Ken, he went to Krefeld and played in the DL2. And then in his previous season, the season just passed last season, 53 points in 47 games, 26 plus 27, leading goal scorer on the team. That's a guy that you could look at those stats and think he can move into the top two lines, can't you, Jono?
Easily. I think I've said it before that you benchmark it. If you can get a player who plays around a point a game in the ECHL, then that generally translates very, very well into elite league hockey. Looking at it as well, over a point a game in DEL2, and you look at DEL2 and ECHL, which are leagues which are favorably compared with the elite league. So I think if he's scoring those sort of points in those leagues, then he's probably going to get something similar here. He looks like he's added another layer of depth to what already for me is a stacked set of forwards.
And he's also John. Sorry, he's plus 27 last season as well, and plus
Which sort of
six.
rates? I mean, if you think about what some of the
That's
plus
Jean-Paul
minuses,
Garat numbers, isn't it?
some of the plus minuses that our guys were getting last year, that very much compares with that very favorably. So yeah, I'm expecting big things from him. I think he's going to complement what I've said. He's already a stacked set of forwards. I think he should come in, and with those numbers, hopefully he should be very, very successful. And I think you're right, Chris, probably will fit in on the top two lines.
You'd be happy, like, yeah, if you forget the fact that obviously we've got Foss, we've got Chase Pearson and Doherty, who are kind of you know, that's your natural probably top line. You'd be quite happy if this guy was, you know, top line. You know, it's an impressive resume.
Yeah, it
It's
absolutely,
superb.
yeah, it absolutely is. It's a great pickup, and as I
I
say,
think the fact is, I think the fact as well that he's played 17 games in one of the top leagues in the world as well, in the Finnish Liga, just shows the quality that he has, because you're no mug if you're playing at that sort of level.
no, that's a very true point, Jono. Before we move on to the Continental Cup, I just want to talk about the announcement we made on British players this week. And I know Jono will be particularly keen to talk about this. So just to run people through it, a British defenseman Malik Martelly, well, he's on a two-way with Milton Keynes. Of course, he's under former Panthers coach Tim Wallis. So he joins on a two-way. The defenseman scored 26 points in 51 regular season matches last season as Lightning won the playoffs. Came through the junior system in Streatham, made 10 appearances for Great Britain, also captained them in 2024. So he'll be on a two-way. So he will play sporadically for the Panthers, I think, this season. You know, we'll see how that pans out as and when. But obviously, the exciting thing, and Jono, you can touch on them in a moment, but he is a very well young thought of player. Just as exciting is that, you know, we're working with young Alex Rushbee, you know, one of the hottest prospects in his age group in the game at the moment. Scored 75 points last season in 32 games for the Lions, the Nottingham Lions, with Matt Bradbury in the NIHL 1. For people that don't know, that's the third tier of UK ice hockey. And what happened, just to put people in the picture, is Rushbee worked with Owen Bramley, the Panthers' strength and conditioning coach, and really kind of get his fitness up. He's now having training camp with the Panthers, and he's just somebody that Panthers will keep an eye on. His two-way agreement actually with the Lions and Peterborough Phantoms, but Panthers will kind of monitor his progress, is what Danny is saying, and then obviously support in any way we can. And then just, I think this is nice as well, that the twin forwards, Austin Osborne and Dawson Osborne, they're both 21. They were at training camp. They're at training camp this week. And then Nottingham-born Henry Newell also, he's only 19 actually, and he's been at training camp. And again, you know, that don't expect them to be putting on a Panthers shirt really soon, perhaps, but obviously they're players that Panthers are keeping an eye on. Jono, you know, I'm sure that's an announcement that you were purring at.
Funnily enough, I was in the locker room when all the photos and videos were being taken, and Malik Martelly walked in. He's a player I've kept an eye on. I've watched a lot, covered him in juniors, commentated on him a lot when he was playing for Streatham. He won a couple of national titles with them, and he absolutely stood out because, and if he plays and if you watch him, he is rapidly quick, incredibly quick, like Diederik Hembrandt speed. His transition speed from defense to forward is just something to behold. And he was a big reason why Streatham won national titles back in junior. And so I've kept an eye on him as he's gone through, and he's been at Milton Keynes. So he walked into the locker room, and I sort of did a bit of a double take, and I thought, is that who I think it is? And I sort of went up to him. I goes, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, just what's the name, so I get the pronunciation? And he started spelling it, and I went, you're Malik Martelly. He went, yeah. I went, you're brilliant. I've watched your career, and I was a little bit starstruck by him, if I'm honest. Nat Batchelder was in the locker room. She says, last time I saw you like that was when you met Murillo on the concourse last season. So, yeah, I was really, really happy to see him there. See, he's got a two-way contract. I think he's a player who will take his chance, and I think he has every chance of being successful at elite league level. He's come through at Milton Keynes. I think he's had 3 seasons there. He's done very, very well as an attacking defenseman, but also is a very, very, very good defensive defenseman as well. So, yeah, delighted to see him here. Delighted to see he's got his opportunity with the Panthers. And Alex Rushbee, top scorer for the Lions last season, 16 years old, and top scorer at tier three. So that is some progression that he's gone on, and it's great to see that the Panthers are going to keep an eye on him as well, because you want local players coming in and you want local players to be successful for us. So yeah, delighted that both of them will be featuring for us hopefully this season.
Welcome, Ken. No top. Ken, welcome, Dan. No top. Green. Greener, welcome. You okay?
Evening, everyone. Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Hot in that apartment tonight.
It is every night. Every night till September.
We're just partway through talking about the British players. Obviously, there's a two-way deal. This been announced this week for Malik Martelly. Young 16-year-old Alex Rushby will link up with the Panthers as and when throughout the season. And three players have come to the training camp this week. You've probably seen them around, Greener: Austin Osborne and Dawson Osborne, and also 19-year-old Henry Newell. Jono talked about, what he thought about these players. I wonder, from a player, if you get inside their brain, because you're a hockey player, how good is it for those five players, especially maybe Alex, at just 16 years old, to be training with the Panthers this week?
Yeah, it'll be amazing for them, even if they're only around for, a week or so at the start, just to be around that caliber of player and the professionalism and, have equipment managers and physios and all that kind of stuff, which are obviously not used to around. Yeah, it's amazing. I remember, going back to when I was growing up at Bracknell, doing it at that sort of age, 17, 18, and, it sounds a bit cheesy, but it's like you're NHL at that point. It's the sort of It's the highest possible thing you can imagine at that age playing. So, yeah, they'll have gone from playing with kids their own age to overnight playing with ex-NHL, training with ex-NHL players, and some really top Brits as well. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be the best week of their lives.
Just talk me through how that was for you when you were a kid in Bracknell, and when you got to go on at a young age. Talk us through. Were you nervous? Did people look after you? What did how was that when that happened?
It was awesome. Obviously, it happened sort of, a few times over a few years, but it was just a dream come true. You're kind of growing up playing hockey, and I'm sure, like people did here, they're watching the Panthers. I was watching the Bees every weekend, while playing for the junior clubs, and it was a bit different back then. You sort of kind of maybe get to know the players a little bit more because you see them around and stuff. And yeah, you just dream that one day that'll be you, and then yeah, finally you sort of get that chance, and it is quite daunting. Those players you've seen playing for the Bees or for the Panthers the last few years, all of a sudden you're on the ice with them. There's definitely some nerves, but it's just that excitement. And yeah, I know for a fact they're getting really well looked after by, Danny and Mitch and all the off-ice staff, and I'm sure, like it was with me, I'm sure amongst all their friends, it's such a big deal that, all of a sudden they're off playing with them. So yeah, I'm sure they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent, and great to see the investment in British talent by the Panthers. So to the Continental Cup, which was a really exciting announcement led by the IIHF and the Panthers on Thursday morning. I mean, there's lots of complications to this, but I think the easiest way to say, I mean, I think fans were probably aware it had been complications. There was various newspaper reports about struggling for hosts and there not being many of the teams for whatever reason, and there's lots of reasons why these teams weren't able to host. We obviously weren't able to host the
Well,
semi.
weren't we at one point facing a journey to Kazakhstan?
Well, I mean that might have been a potential. See, I've been to Kazakhstan with GB Women. It was actually a really fascinating trip, but obviously that's not probably what Panthers want, or many teams want, during a domestic season. Just to run down the teams for you, Panthers are number one as hosts, of course, and as top seed anyway. From Kazakhstan, it's Torpedo, Katowice from Poland, Herning Blue Fox from Denmark. Two other teams will now qualify from one semi-final round. They call it the round two. There'll just be one group now, and that includes Jonathan Paradise Angers and then Cortina as well from Italy. And that's a four-team group. There'll be two qualifiers that come through the first round. So kind of I'll reverse it back. There's two groups of four in the first round. The group winners will join the two teams in the second round. That's Angers and Cortina. And then two teams from that will qualify for the final. And four teams are already waiting in the final. So the Nottingham Panthers will host the Motor Point Arena. I think it's really prestigious and I'm really excited by it. Ken, what are your thoughts on all that?
It's a tournament befitting of the National Ice Centre. It's a, I think it's brilliant. I think time and time again, the venue, people associated with it who are behind the scenes on these things have proved that we can put on some amazing spectacles at the NIC. And I'm massively looking forward to it. I think it'll be great. I think it's an opportunity for, whilst yes, it's the Panthers, it's an opportunity for UK ice hockey to shine. And hopefully, we get a bit of that sort of Great Britain spirit and UK ice hockey spirit, and we see more than just Panthers fans coming along to support the UK team in the tournament. I mean, fans from all over the place would be very, very welcome, and it'll be a be sort of a mini festival of hockey.
It's, as we've said, the Motor Point Arena's got a track record of putting on big events, hosted the World Championship in 2023. Panthers have has hosted big events as well with the Continental Cup in the past. And Jono, it's big for the city, it's big for the club.
Yeah, massive, huge, and it just goes to show how well not just the club but the arena is thought of in European circles with the IIHF. Obviously, we had that hugely successful World Championship a couple of years ago, where Great Britain promoted again to the top group. So, yeah, I mean, hugely looking forward to it. It's like, yeah, can January come around quick enough? I know we all said how much we were looking forward to the season, but I'm really, really looking forward to that event in January. Can't wait.
No European tour, I guess, is the only sad thing for some people. I think a lot of people were looking forward to a European tour. But as I say, I think the IIHF and all the teams worked hard to come up with a solution. And then I guess somebody somewhere had a brainwave and said, look, let's break it down like this. Let's change the format. And you wonder whether this format works. It might be a format that might work going forward. Greener, what are your thoughts on that? You've been around the Continental Cup before, haven't you? What's it like to play in?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, like you said, it's kind of different to how we've done it. Obviously, the year we won it, it was really good because we were kind of the road warriors. We had to do all three rounds and every single one was away from home. So it was like, an awesome experience, but obviously a little bit different where it sounds like, kind of reading a bit about it and obviously the bits you've said that it's going to be almost a bit like when GB play in a tournament, rather than just a weekend, it's going to be a little bit longer. It sounds like a good sort of 3 or 4 days of hockey. So I think it'll be great. I think, selfishly, it gives the Panthers the best possible chance to win. We're basically straight in the final group and it's at home. So it's like you can't really ask for more than that. It gives the fans a chance to, come and probably watch the whole weekend. Yeah, so I think it'll be great. Obviously, some good teams, a few ex-players and stuff, potentially from the Panthers will be there. And like Ken said, it'll just be a really, really good weekend of hockey. Yeah, you don't get to go away and experience those other cities, but you still get to watch all those teams play, and it just gives you the best chance to win, I think, with it being at home.
And, as the press release says, final details will be announced in due course about the format of the tournament, ticket prices and everything and there to come. We haven't got long left, Ken, but we were all a big fan of this man, Jonathan Paraday. How lovely would it be? They should qualify his team from the previous round, but you never know. But I would, I'd put a mini to Yeah, I'd put my I won't put my house on it, but there's a great chance they'd qualify. It'd be great to see Jonathan back.
It would do. He's a great guy, and I've been fortunate enough to stay in touch with him. And on big games, through the sea, I'd get a text from him before the game, with, "Come on, come on, Ken, get the building fired up." There were quite a number of games that he was definitely watching. He's going to be torn because he's a full on Panthers fan. So if they do qualify, he's going to be on that bench. When he plays us, he'll be supporting the Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, his team did well last year, and fair play to him. So yeah, and as Greener mentions, there's some subplots as well that some other former Panthers could be coming back. But everything will be revealed in due course, and literally as soon as possible. But yeah, very, very exciting times for the Panthers, the Motorpoint Arena, and the Elite League. Thanks very much for listening to the first pre-game podcast in a while. We're really excited. As I said at the start, tickets still available. Go onto the website, panthers.co.uk. You can follow the links there. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can't call the hotline anymore, I'm afraid, but you can call the box office. And the way to do that is 0115 853 3000. That's the way to do it for that. Tickets there. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining us. Don't remember, those tickets are there on that link, and we'll speak to you very soon on another Panthers podcast.